It's great to see Tunbridge Wells, should we say, on the map again, obviously nationally. I hope it's a great success, and all the businesses and the places in Tunbridge Wells hopefully will get some benefit from being on the board.
And obviously you were in the process of seeing it all go through with in March when it was first announced. What was that, obviously, the process like in terms of getting that all put together?
On the background with Winning Moves and Graham, I'm not sure what the background to it was. My role really was to promote it, announce it, get it in the media, and for people to sort of put their suggestions in as to what should go on the board. I think there were over 2,000 suggestions. There's not that many spaces on the board, but I think there's at least a couple of mine on the board that I'd suggested.
Yeah, and what were they?
From recollection, one is obviously my charity Beat, which is on one of the chance squares, and I think I put Tunbridge Wells Football Club on there. So, I mean, obviously 2,000, you can't fit them all on, but I'm glad there were two on there.
Do you hope people embrace it?
I really hope people do go out and buy the Monopoly game. I think it's just under £30. £30 these days, to some, OK, yes it is, but a fair bit of money. But, you know, it's a one-off, a first edition, if you like, in the shops at the moment. So to get that, and it should be treasured. And I used to play Monopoly, if it was raining in my youth, with three other lads, day after day after day, if it was raining. My parents got totally fed up with it, but I never got bored. And the more you can involve children in things like this, and physical activity, not physical activity and running around, but actually sort of playing old-fashioned games. There's a lot to be said for old-fashioned games, and I think people are, or youngsters, so I've been told, actually turning away from some of all the social media and everything else and going back to just... I call it basic old-fashioned play.